In whatever time period where there are destructive people, they are called Ya'juj and Ma'juj. Or say, those with Chinese or Mongolian faces are them. Everyone tries to give their explanation about them. Sheikh Abdul Kalam Azad said they are the ones who were called Tartars, and now they are Mongolians. Maulana Madudi stated that these are the savage people towards the east of Asia. All these explanations are questionable, and there is no way to check them or say whose explanation is best. Among all the various explanations in different tafsirs given by scholars, it cannot be confirmed that the explanations given are correct or verified. We can only say this for the ahadith, our opinions. As some scholars say in regards to the location, that it is near the Caspian Sea, and the wall is at the Caucasus Mountains. These are their own explanations, and there is no authenticity, and it is not confirmed. What we should know about Ya'juj and Ma'juj is that they will be a very big trial for mankind, and that they are humans. It is said they are from one of the three sons of Nuh alayhi salam, Ham, Sam, and Yafiz. So these are the descendants of Yafiz. The two significant things about them is that they are in great number. There will be too many of them. Secondly, they are mischievous and people who cause destruction, pillage, and corruption in the land. They are so destructive that there is no one compared to them in their destruction and corruption. We will look at the hadith about them. Zainab bin Jahash radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that one day the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to her worried. He said, "Woe for the Arabs from the evil that has approached near." In this hadith, the Mufassirin, they explain why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam only mentioned the destruction or woe for Arabs, and why not for the entire world, where they will spread corruption. There must be something. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that it is destruction or woe for Arabs from that evil which has come near. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Today, the Ya'juj and Ma'juj have made a hole in the barrier, size of a circle, which he made by putting the thumb and the index finger together." He said this much had opened. Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Will we be destroyed even though there are righteous people among us?" Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Yes, that the evil deeds will be so widespread and common, and among the major signs of Day of Qiyamah, we read about the minor signs, among which are killing, widespread killing that will become commonplace. This is a minor sign, but the major signs are 10. From the 10 major signs, one is coming of Ya'juj and Ma'juj." The way the Prophet ﷺ described these 10 signs indicate that they will come right after one another. Just as beads of a broken tasbih fall one after another quickly, so when one sign appears, the next one will appear, and then the next one, until all 10 signs appear. In the hadith, it is mentioned among the 10 major signs is returning of Isa alayhi salam, coming of Dajjal, the sun rising from the west, then coming of Dabatul Ard, and then the smoke. They are among the 10 major signs. We will look at more ahadith. Few are in Ibn Kathir. In another hadith, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, "The Ya'juj and Ma'juj will be let loose, and they will emerge upon mankind and civilizations, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, 'وَمِن كُلِّ حَدَبٍ يَنْسِلُونَ.' They will come running from every elevation or mountain, and will spread out. the Muslims will retreat to their cities and strongholds. They will take their animals with them. The Ya'juj and Ma'juj will drink all the water of whichever river they pass by until there is nothing left of the water. Their second wave will come. They will say, there used to be water here once. If we look at explanations of this, we see that when the first wave of Ya'juj and Ma'juj emerge, there will be water in the river. It is said it is about Lake Tibriya, which is near Syria. So when the first wave comes, there will be water. And then the first wave of these Ya'juj and Ma'juj would have drunk so much water that there will not be a drop of water left. The next wave of them will say, there used to be water here once. They are such mischief makers that if they wanted to eat a fruit from a tree, instead of taking the fruit off from the tree, they would cut the tree, and when it fell, they would eat its fruits. And wherever they went, they would not leave any birds, animals, or creatures alive. They were such savage people, and would kill and loot people. They had no mercy. When they see that there are no people left on the earth, as the believers would be hiding in their fortification, they would say, we have defeated and killed all the people of the earth. Now the people of heaven and the skies are left. So one of their evil ones will shake his spear and throw it into the sky. It will come down stained with blood as a test and a trial for them. Then they will say, we killed those in the skies also. When will this wall break and when will they come out? Nothing is time. In Musnad Ahmad, where Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned Dajjal in great detail, and after mentioning Dajjal and saying what he will do on this earth, then briefly he mentioned that Allah will send back Isa ibn Maryam, and when Isa alayhi salam will descend, he will descend in a place mentioned exactly in great detail. He says he will descend in Syria towards east, near a white minaret. He will descend with his both hands resting upon the wings of angels. And when he comes down, he will follow after Dajjal. Isa alayhi salam will kill him at a place of Lud. After Dajjal is killed, Isa alayhi salam will receive wahi from Allah, telling him to take his slaves to Mount of Tur. Allah will state, I am releasing such slaves of mine whom you do not have the strength to fight. From this we can understand why Dhulqarnain did not fight with them. And it is also said in certain narrations that are questionable in a sanad or chain of authentic narrators. They are also mentioned in Israeli narrations that they multiply so fast that when one of them dies, he leaves many of them behind and another stands in his place. Even if a body part is cut off from one person, it regrows into a new person. We just learned about Maulana Shabir Ahmed's explanation. It appears that they may not be totally human, because a human cannot drink that much water, nor can eat like they do. And they are a breed of human but different. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will let loose Ya'juj and Ma'juj, and they will descend from every mound and height, and they will do so much killing and cause so much pillage. Isa alayhi salam will make dua to Allah for them to die. Then Allah will send upon them a sickness. A worm will start growing in their necks. Perhaps it will be a contagious sickness that they all get and die from. Then Isa alayhi salam and the believers will come out from their shelters. In another Musnad Ahmad narration, once Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was addressing the companions in a sermon, and he said, you all say that there are no more enemies, while you will continue to do jihad against your enemies until Ya'juj and Ma'juj come out. And they are the people with a wide face and small eyes, reddish hair, and faces looking like polished or burnished shields. In another narration of Musnad Ahmad, at night of Miraj, the Prophet ﷺ's ascension to heavens, He met with Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, and Isa alayhi salam. Then they mentioned about the Day of Qiyamah. Ibrahim alayhi salam and Musa alayhi salam said they did not have knowledge about the matter. Isa alayhi salam said, "It's time of coming, no one knows except Allah. But yes, my Lord has said to me that Dajjal is about to appear. He will have two branches in his hand. When he sees me, he will melt like lead melts until Allah will kill him. Until he sees me, even the trees and the rocks will call out to me, telling me there is a disbeliever behind me. Kill him. This will be the time." So Isa alayhi salam will kill Dajjal, and only those with faith and iman will remain. After that, people will return to their cities, and at that time, Ya'juj and Ma'juj will appear. They will descend from every height. They will destroy whatever they encounter, and whatever water they see, they will drink it up. People will be overwhelmed and hide in their dwellings, and will complain. Then Isa alayhi salam said, "He will make dua and supplicate to Allah to kill them. They will all die. All of the land will be covered with their corpses, and the stench will be everywhere, because they will be so many, and their bodies will cover the earth. There will be no place remaining where they are not there." Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send rain. The water will carry their bodies and throw them into the sea. Or Allah will send such huge birds with tall necks, tall as camels, that they will carry them somewhere and throw them. And this will happen with the supplication of Isa alayhi salam. After that, when Ya'juj and Ma'juj have all died, Isa alayhi salam continues with his conversation with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Miraj and says, "When this happens, then coming of Qiyamah will be as a pregnant woman in her last full term and ready to deliver any time. Qiyamah will be so near that it can come any time after that." In another narration, it is mentioned that when these Ya'juj and Ma'juj throw their spears at the sky, and when it returns, covered in blood, they will show pride, saying, "We have conquered those on earth and now in the skies." From this, we see how they desire power and control of the world. At this time, Isa alayhi salam is in hiding in the mountains with all the believers. When Isa alayhi salam supplicates to Allah, Allah will send an insect which will attack their necks, and they will all die. Isa alayhi salam and the believers will be hiding in their places, not knowing that they have died. Believers will be asked to volunteer to go out and see what is the condition outside. No one will want to go out except one from them, who will come forward and volunteer, knowing that he will most likely be killed. So when he goes down, he will see them all dead. Then Isa alayhi salam and the rest of the believers will come and see how there is not even a place for them to walk. Then they will supplicate to Allah to rid of their corpses. That's when the birds will come and take away their bodies. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send rain by which the earth will be cleansed. After this, there will be blessings in abundance, so much so that even with one pomegranate, an entire family will be able to eat their fill. Then Isa alayhi salam will pass away, and then after that, Qiyamah will come. When these signs appear, then the hour will be very near, as coming of Dajjal and returning of Isa alayhi salam are also from the major signs. They will come one by one, right after another. Then the sun will rise from the west. So regarding Ya'juj and Ma'juj, what are they doing now? In one hadith, it is mentioned that at time of their coming out, they will dig the wall. And it is also mentioned in the hadith that they dig the wall every day and they try to come out. But when they have worked from morning till evening and just a little wall is left, so much so that if they just dig a little, they will come out. and the sun is almost setting. The chief tells them, "We will return tomorrow and will finish digging tomorrow." When they leave and return the next morning, they see the wall fortified again, just as the first day. Then they begin their digging again until another day passes and evening comes. And again the chief says, "We will come back tomorrow," only finding it to be restored the next day. But one day, when it is the decree of Allah, he will say, "Let's leave today, and tomorrow, insha'Allah, we will dig it out." And then the next day, when they return, there will be very little of the wall left, and they will dig immediately and come out. We see how they dig every day, but the kalima, insha'Allah, is so heavy and strong that they cannot dig themselves out until they say, insha'Allah. And when they say it, the wall will break, because they will be made to remember to say it when Allah wants them to come out. Otherwise, every evening, the thickness of the wall that remains is compared to a peel. This is in Musnad Ahmad. It is so that they can see the rays of sun visibly through the wall, but they stop when their leader tells them to stop with their digging. We see from this hadith that where they are, the sun doesn't reach them. They live in darkness, underneath the earth perhaps. And they dig so much every day that they can see the rays of the sun. These are some points. Allah knows best. Also we see they are far from mankind, otherwise they would spread destruction everywhere. But at this time they are not able to. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La ilaha illallah, woe to the Arabs from the evil that approaches them. Today a hole has been made in the barrier of Ya'juj and Ma'juj." Then he showed with his fingers by making a circle with his index finger and thumb. And it's just a matter of them saying, insha'Allah. How do we know that they are humans? In Bukhari Muslim narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call to Adam alayhi salam and say, "O Adam," and Adam alayhi salam will respond, "Labbaik wa sadaik." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, "O Adam, take out from your progeny portion for the hellfire." Adam alayhi salam will not know how much from his progeny will be going to hellfire. So he will ask, "What portion, my Lord?" He will be told, "From every 1,999 will enter hellfire. From the each 1,000, only one will go to Jannah." This is the time when children's hair will turn gray and every pregnant woman will drop her pregnancy. When the companions heard this, they became extremely worried and said, "What will happen?" The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "These are two nations that will increase the numbers going to hell. They will be Ya'juj and Ma'juj. From this it is clear that they are from the mankind." Those who had given other explanations is the same thing as when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said before his death that my wife with the longest arms will meet me first. So after his passing away, the Ummahatul Mu'mineen, the mothers of the believers, started measuring their arms. Then when the first wife passed away, they understood what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam intended with long arms, which was one to spend the most in the path of Allah. It shouldn't be that we just focus on measuring the length of the arms, as there are other things that have been released, because some ulama have said that the length that is implied is water has already decreased substantially and it is going down, and it is said it will exhaust completely. Or are there forces of evil that have come out, or the town that was destroyed? These Ya'juj and Ma'juj will not come out until that qarya or city or town is not restored. Then how did this happen? There are many questions that we do not have answers for today, or we cannot understand the hadith properly. There are many tafsirs, but if we add them all up, it doesn't add up. If we take them to be physical beings, and they are somewhere, then it makes sense. But if you only think about the lake drying up and the revival of a city, then which town or city is implied? Because Allah had destroyed them. And then why is it said, woe to Arabs? Allah knows best. As time passes, things should become more clear. One of the signs of the Day of Qiyamah is when the shepherds and the nomads of desert compete each other in building lofty towers. Today, it is as if there is a competition in their building of such tall buildings. They must read and know these ahadith. Long ago, it couldn't even be thought of, and now they are being built these days. Likewise, there could be things that we cannot imagine now, but they will happen in the future. And then we will better understand what was said. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us an understanding of these ayahs. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us to bring into action what we learn. Ameen. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Please listen to the recitation.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
آتوني زبر الحديد حتى إذا ساوى بين الصدفين قال انفخوا حتى إذا جعله نارا قال آتوني أفرغ عليه قطرا فما استطاعوا أن يظهروه وما استطاعوا له نقبا قال هذا رحمة من ربي فإذا جاء وعد ربي جعله دكا وكان وعد ربي حقا وتركنا بعضهم يومئذ يموج في بعض ونفخ في الصور فجمعناهم جمعا